Beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph, we are up to Sif Dalad, which is the last line on page Yud Beis, about to turn on to page 24. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Nogu shelo lipol al pneim lo bebeis ha'ovel. The minog is not to fall on our faces, not to say tachanun in the house of an ovel, velo bebeis ha'chosan, and not in the house of a chosan, velo bebeis ha'knesses biyomila, not in the shul on the day of a milah, velokishiyesham chasan, and not in a shul in which there is a chasan. The Rama says, Vidafka shamila o hechasan ba'uso beisakneses, it's specifically if the mila or the chasan are in the shul that you are in. Aval im ein hamila bebeisakneses, but if the mila is not in the beisakneses, afal pishu bebeisakneses haacheres, even though there is a mila going on in a different shul, omrim tachanun. It doesn't go by a mila in the city, it has to be a mila in your shul. Says the Rama, Vaitu ubiyom ha-mila she'ein omrim tachanun. That which we say, that on the day of the mila we do not say tachanun, dafka shachris shemolin oz ha-tinok. It's dafka by shachris where we are giving the mila to the baby after shachris. Aval b'mincha, but when it comes to mincha, afal pi shemispalin etzel ha-tinok ha-nimol, even if we're davening next to the baby that just had the mila, omrim tachanun, we still do say tachanun. Ma she'ein kein b'chosan, which is not the case by a chosan, she'ein omrim tachanun kol hayom kishem misbalon eitzel ha-chosan. We do not say tachanun all day if we are davening next to the chosan. V'lo mikri chosan ela v'yom she'nichnas l'chuppah. And a person is only considered a chosan l'gabe patering the tzibur from tachanun on the day that he goes into the chuppah. There is a lot to discuss here in the Mishavura and even more in the notes. So we're going to get moving and we'll review what we saw in the Mechav and the Ramah as we go along. So we'll begin in the Mishavura in Sifkaton Chof. We said there is no tachron in the Beis Ha'ovel. The Mishavura says, Hainu kol shiva. That's all 7 days of Avelus. In the Beis Ha'ovel there is no tachron. The atam, and the reason is, the oz midas hadin metucha olav. When a person is in Avelus, so the midas hadin is over him. Therefore, we have to be careful from not strengthening the midas hadin. Just like we don't do nefilas apayim at night, because that increases the midas hadin. And the Nefilas Apayim is also an increasing of Midas Adin. And therefore, the same way we don't want to do Nefilas Apayim Balayla, we also don't want to do it during Avelus. Now, it's interesting because according to this reason, it really should come out that you should say Tachanun in the Beis Avel, you just shouldn't do Nefilas Apayim. However, the Shibbol HaHaleke, which is really the source of this Shulchan Aruch, actually brings out a different reason. He brings a pasuk that says, V'hafachti chageichem lo'avel. It's a pasuk that says, Hashem says, I will turn your holidays into mourning. So there's a hekesh between the chag and the avelus. And therefore, just like by a chag there's no tachanun, so too by avelus there's no tachanun. And according to that, you would not say tachanun at all. But according to the reason brought in the Mishavura by the Levush, there would be a tzad like at night, that we said last time, yesterday, that there is tachanun, just no nefilas apayim. But that would be a nafkamina between these two reasons, whether there would be tachanun without nefilas apayim, or there would be no tachanun at all. Continues the Mishavura, v'afilo achar sheyotzo mibeiso ein tzarech lomar. If a person is davening in a beis ovel, in which we just mentioned there is no tachanun, even after he goes out, he does not have to make up the tachanun. The tachanun mekomo miyad achar tefilah shmoneh esrei. The place for tachanun is immediately after shmoneh esrei. The kanal bereish simon, like we looked at the beginning of the simon, and therefore, if there's no tachanun in the beis ovel, when you leave, you do not have to say tachanun. Avol v'hu rachum yomar achar gal bebeiso. But the bad news is, according to the first opinion, is that if you leave the Beis Ovel, you would have to go home and then say all of Hurachum. However, v'yesh mekilim baza, some are lenient that after you leave the Beis Ovel, not only do you not have to say tachanun, you also do not have to say v'hurachum. V'ine kolze dafka bebeis ha'ovel ein omrim tachanun shelo lahagbir midas hadin. This is all discussing in the Beis Ovel not to say tachanun in order not to strengthen the midas hadin, like we mentioned. But if the ovel goes out to someone else's house, or the ovel goes to shul, then he does not control the tzibur. The tzibur does not get dragged after the ovel, and the tzibur does in fact say tachanun. If you look at note 22, he points out that that's only true if he's not the chazan. But if an ovel comes to shul, and he's leading the tzibur as the chazan, the Gesher HaChaim writes, Sha tzibur lo yomar tachanun. That then the tzibur will not say tachanun just like the ovel, and so too says Rishon Zalman Erbach. Continues the Mishavura, umikom okom ho'ovel atzmo lo yomar. So even though the tzibur will say tachanun when the ovel is davening in shul, if he's not the chazan, but the ovel himself will not say tachanun. V'ayin be'el yirabi shemistapik. Look in the El Yirabi that he has a suffix. Da'afilu kishemispalo bimkom hames. even if you're davening in a place of the mace, kishein ha'avel bebeso, even if the avel is not there, but it's a place of the mace, which we'll see in a minute what that means, shelo lomar tachanun. He's mesubik that maybe you shouldn't say tachanun in the place of the mace, even if there's no avel there. Look at note 23. What does it mean, the makom of the mace? V'chein ha'minog, that is the minog, she'ein omrim sham tachanun, that we don't say tachanun in the place of the mace. Ach dafka kishebabayez zeh niftar ha'mes. Dafka, this is the house in which the mace passed away in. O shahuva l'sham l'achar petiraso. Or this is the house in which the mace was brought after his petira. Then there's a tzad to say you won't say tachanun in that house even if the avelim are not there during the shiva. Ach im lo niftar sham, but if he didn't die there, and they also didn't bring him there after he was nifter. They just go maybe to his house to daven l'ilu nishmaso. Then if there are no avelim there, there would be tachanun. Continues the mishabura. Ain omrim halo bebeis ha'avil. We do not say halo in the house of an avil. Uberosh chodesh shem mispal bebeis ha'avil. On rosh chodesh, if you're davening in a beis ha'avil, even if you go to your house afterwards, you do not say halal. So if you daven shachris on Rosh Chodesh in a base avel, you do not say tachanun. You do not say halal there, and when you go, we don't say tachanun either. However, ubechanukah shigomer mesahalal, but on Chanukah when we say a complete halal, tzarich laomro achar kach bebeiso, then you have to go and say halal when you get out of the base avel and say it in your house. Aval b'shabbes shechabu Rosh Chodesh, but if it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in which there's no avelus. Oh, im kovar es meso baregel, or if the mace was buried on the regel where there's no avelus, afilu mispalim bebeis ha'avel omrim halal. Even if they're davening in the base avel, you say halal. Kevan she'en bo avelus. Since there is no avelus on the yontif, there's no avelus on the Shabbos, you would say halal in that case. Now there's a couple of interesting notes over here. First, we'll see note number 24 over here on the bottom. The afim rotze likoro bebeiso bebracha. If you davened on Rosh Chodesh in a base avel in which there was no halal, and then we said you don't have to daven halal when you go home, but if you want to daven halal when you go home, with a bracha, Rechai Kinyasi says, she'asr lasoskein. You can't go home after in a base avel shachris in which you didn't say halal, and go home and say halal with a bracha, you cannot do that. Ule'inyan ha'minog, what's the minog? Kosav ha'gesh rachayim she'nuhogim she'avelim yotzim me'achedir she'mispalim bo. The minog is that even in the base avel, the avelim walk out of the room where they're davening, Vatzibur omnim halal. And the minog is, in fact, to yes say halal in a base avil, just the avil steps outside of that room. V'chein das agon shom zaman erbach. Ukshe mispalim bibayis shabo nifter hames. If you're diving in a house in which the person passed away, kosav agesher achayim, shalo yomru hatzibur klal. Then the tzibur should not say halal at all. Af im ha'avil yotzei me'acheder, in if the avil leaves the cheder. Now, we said in the Mishavura, we have one more note that we have to discuss over here. We said in the Mishavura that if you daven in the house of an avil on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say halal, and when you leave, you also don't say halal when you go home. If you're in a base avil on Chanukah, you don't say halal, but when you go home, you do say. What's the difference that on Rosh Chodesh, when you leave, you don't say halal afterwards, and on Chanukah, you will see. You will say it. So if you look at note number 26 on page 2 in the back, he writes, the reason for the chiluk between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, the Magen Avraham explains, because since, according to the Tanya Rabasi, Yesh Lomar Halo B'Chanaka Af B'Beis Ovel, there is a tzad that you should say Halo on Chanaka in the Beis Ovel. Mishum Shehalo Zehu Chiyuv Medina. Because Halo on Chanaka is Mikra Adin. V'ilu B'Rosh Chodesh Ein Lomar Halo B'Beis Ovel. But on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Halo on the Beis Ovel. Mishum De'enu El Minog. Halo on Rosh Chodesh is only a Minog. It's much more lenient. And therefore, we for sure don't say Halo on the Beis Ovel on Rosh Chodesh. But there is a strong tzad to say you should say Halo in a Base Avil on Chanukah, Lochain anu poskim shelo yomer hayochir halal shorosh chodesh l'achar shechozer mi base ha'avil l'beiso. Therefore, we pass him when a yochir leaves the base Avil and goes home, he does not say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Sharei yesh omrim sheyochir ein omer halal b'Rosh Chodesh. Some say that an individual never says halal on Rosh Chodesh. Va'asara shepirshu v'natzibur l'beis ha'avil, and 10 people who separate out from the rest of the tzibur and go to the base Avil, dinon ki yachidim. They have a din of a yachid, and therefore there is no halal whatsoever, and therefore you don't make it up afterwards. Ma'ashenkein b'chanukah, shalakol ha'deos yachid gomer bo'as ha'halal. Everyone holds on Chanukah that every individual has a chiyah to say halal. L'chein al-koponim yomar osu ha'yachid l'achar shechozer mi'beis ha'avil al-beiso. Therefore, at least when you leave the base Avil where you're not saying it, you should at least say it afterwards, because every yachid has a chiyuv to say halal. That is the first point the Mechaber told us, that the minog is not to say tachanun in a beis ha'avil. The next point that the Mechaber said, that we also don't say tachanun in a beis chasan. If you don't mind, we wait till the end, because there's a lot to do today. We also don't say Takron in the bias in the base Achasan. So the Mishaburu says in Chaf Aleph, Hainu Misha Shenichnas Lachuppah. The base Chasan where he doesn't say Takron is only from the time that he goes into the Chuppah. Aval Mikodem Omrim. But before the Chuppah, you will say Takron. On note 27 in the back, the Chazon Ish says that you should say Takron ad Knisasu Lachuppah. That's how the Chazon Ish paskins that you will say Takron on the day of the Chuppah until he actually goes into the Chuppah. That's the Chazon Ish says. That's opinion number one the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh mekilin af b'shachris. There are those who are mekil even by shachris, that when there's a chasan there, that you will not say tachanun. And in note 28, he explains in the back, in the second paragraph, that Ravazna writes, Shehainu dafka b'ofen shachupet tiskai mibod yom. That which we say, there's an opinion that holds you won't say tachanun in the morning when there's a chasan there, is only if the chasana will take place during that day. But if the wedding is scheduled, it's the winter, and the wedding is going to be at the Tesach HaKochavim, Yeshlomar Tachanun af b'mincha gedola v'koshkei b'shachris. Then you should say Tachanun by shachris, and also if you're davening mincha gedola, because the chasana is really the next day. Ach, in mispalum mincha katana, but if you're davening mincha later in the day, by mincha katana, v'achakach arvis, and then you're davening mariv, v'achakach osim achuppah, you're doing one after the other. The kol shekein mispalim b'mokum b'chupa. Certainly, if you're davening at the chasana, even though you're davening mincha now during the day, and the chasana is going to be at night, but you're in the hall already, then ain't omrim tachanun. Then you would not say tachanun at that mincha minyan, even though the chupa is really the next day. The Hosef and the Ravazner adds on shachasan atzmo b'cholof and lo yomar tachanun. The chasana in all cases on the day of his chasana does not say tachanun. Even if they gathered in honor of the chasana, yesh lomar tachanun, they should say tachanun. In lo shachasan mispal imoim shaoz ein lomar tachanun. Only if the chasan is actually davening with them, then they wouldn't say tachanun. But even if they're gathering in honor of the chasana, but he's not davening with them, that's not a patura of tachanun. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the very bottom of page Yud Beis. We are 4 lines up from the bottom. The kasvu ha'achronim da'afilu yotza achakach lubeso gamkein ein tzarech lomar tachanunim. When you have the p'tur of not saying tachanun because you're in the beis hachasan, even when you leave, you will not say tachanun. Afterwards, the kevin shoya b'beis hachasan. Since you were in the house of the chasan, o b'beis hakneses b'shas ha'tfila, or you were in shul at the time of tfila, cholo olav ha'simcha, it was chal on you already the simcha of the chasan, the chen b'mila din ha'chi, and so too by mila the same din. So if you're in shul when the chasan is there, and you're potter because of the chasan, you don't have to go say tachanun afterwards, not by a chasan, not by a mila. The next point is the Mishnah Berurah and Sefkat Nukhav Beis. As we turn to page 24, the Mishnah Berurah says, on that which the Mechaber said, we also don't say tachanun in a shul, b'yom mila, on the day of a bris mila. Ratzalomer means to say, b'beis ha'kneses sheyomulu achar kach bo es ha'tinok. If you are davening in a shul in which after davening they're going to be doing a bris mila in the shul, there is no tachanun. Av she'ein mispalin shama bali bris. Even if none of the bali bris, as we'll see in a moment, not the father, not the sandik, not the moel, they're all not there. But in this shul, there's going to be a bris after davening. There is no tachanun in the shul. The achronim write further. The im habali bris mispalim sham. If the bali bris are davening there, and who are they? V'nikron bali bris avia ben, the father of the baby. V'asandok, the one who's going to hold the baby during the bris. V'amol, the one who's performing the mila. V'lo hamotiv amevi atinok, not the one who's bringing the baby in and out, not the kfater. That's not considered a bali bris. But if any of the bali bris are in shul, av sham mila b'bayis acher. Even if the mila is going to be somewhere else, ein noflim al pneim. So it comes out clearly in the Mishnah Berurah that it doesn't matter if you either have the bris that's going to take place in the shul, even though none of the members, none of the parties of the bris are there now, no tachanun. And if you have one of the parties of the bris, there's no tachanun even if the bris is not being performed there. So people who live in Kew Gardens next to Pesach Kron, they're very happy. Many times, I heard this from his son, Rav Ram, that many times there's no tachanun because his father has many bris. A lot of times he davens there and then he goes. So a lot of times there's no tachanun because he's a baal bris by many of these milas.
What about BMK here and?
So we're going to get to that. It's an excellent question. There's a lot of notes here. There's a lot to discuss. Let's discuss it. Let's see note number 30. In note number 30, again, we're a page from page across on page 24, note number 30. On that which we said that in the Beis HaKnesses that the bris milah is going to be, and even if none of the bali bris are there, there is no tachanun, says note number 30. Va'af im malin rak achar mincha. Even if the mila is scheduled for the afternoon after mincha, Rechaim Kineski says she'ein omrim b'shachris tachanun. There's no tachanun even at shachris if the mila is planned for after mincha. Ula inyan pidyon haben. What about pidyon haben? The Minchas Yitzchak Raichim, the Ikra Adin Chayovim Lomar Tachanun, Pidyu Rabbeinu does not pati from Tachanun, and there will be Tachanun there. Afilu b'tfilas Mincha Shekodem HaPidyon, even by Mincha before the Pidyu Rabbeinu. However, Das Hagon Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Kishemispalim Mincha Ba'ulam, Bizman Seudas Pidyon HaBen O Bar Mitzvah, Inam Tachanun. Big Chiddush here by Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if you're in a hall, or you go specially to a shul, you get together for a Pidyon HaBen or a Bar Mitzvah Suda, and you're davening Mincha before the Pidyon HaBen or the Bris, there would be no Tachanun. So even the Bar Mitzvah would patter up the Tachanun by the Mincha right before it, if you are in the hall where the Bar Mitzvah is taking place. Then we said in the Mishavura, you also are not going to say Tachanun if the Balei Bris are there. The note, in note number 31, this is actually going on even when the Balei Bris are not there, if the Mila is going to be there. The reason is, Ubatam Adover Kosav Amogin Giborim, Shema Shein Omrim Tachanun, Eino Mishum Simchas Balei Bris V'lechvodo. The reason why we're not saying Tachanun when there's going to be a Bris in the Shul is not because of the Simcha of the Baal Bris and in honor of him. Elo L'Kavod Mitzvahs Mila Shekiblu HaBesimcha. It's just in honor of the Mitzvah of Mila that was accepted by Klal Yisrael B'Simcha. U'Kamo Shekosav HaBeis Yosef Al Pi HaGemara B'Shabbos. V'Lochein Af Im Ein Baal Bris Shom Ein Onor Tachanun. Therefore, the Mila itself patters. You don't need any of the members of the Bris party to be there. Like Alex was asking, a shul, first he's asking a shul that has different minyanim, one after the other, a vasikim minyan, a later minyan. Umalin b'shachris la'achar ha-minyan arishon. The bris is taking place after the first minyan. And then there's going to be a later minyan, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Paskins. She'b'minyan ha-sheni she'miskayim kvar acharei ha-bris. The second minyan of shachar, which is coming after the bris, yesh lomar tachanun. There you have to say tachanun. The mila only patters from tachanun in the shul, the minyan in which the mila is taking place. The minyan after the bris in the same shul will have to say tachanun. V'cheinim osim minyan sheni b'chotzer beis haknesses over prosdor. So too, if there's a second minyan taking place in the hallway, in the beis medrash katan, in a different room, the Shevet HaLevi writes, Shem hochem ha-mispalim achaka kol echel l'beiso. If everyone from that minyan is going home, they're not part of the bris party, v'lo yuba bris ha-minok sh'omrim tachanun. So if there's two minyanim going on, one is to the bris, and one they're not going to the bris, they would say tachanun. But if the people are going to, that's a regular minyan, they're going to go to the bris also, so then they're considered part of the bris party, and it's mashma from Rav Osner that they would in fact also not say tachanun. Depends on what's going on with that minyan.
Does bris here mean the...
Continue to invite the... What?
Does bris here mean the actual cutting, or even the suda?
Bris here is talking about the bris. We'll get to the Suda later. But now we're talking about the Bris. Note 32 is discussing that which the Mishavura said, that the Achronim write as well, that if the Balei Bris are davening there, then there's no Tachanun, even if the Mila is not there. Note 32, V'im ein Balei HaBris Mespalim Shom. Let's say the Balei Bris are not davening there. V'rak nimtzon bebeis haknesses. They're just in shul. Maybe the Mola is learning a little before he goes to his Bris Mila. So the Mola is learning over there. So mashmos dvarav she'ein potrim es atzibur milomar tachanun. The mashmos of the mishavur is that it will not pater. If Rabbi Kron is learning there, it won't pater. Only if he's davening there, because the losh of the mishavur was the imbalei bris mispalim sham. If the bal bris is davening there, then it paters. But if the bal bris is just hanging out there, he's talking there, he's learning there, then it wouldn't pater. That's the mashmos. V'chein nirim midivrei hamakor chayim lagabei chosan. That's also the mashmos of the makor chayim by a chosan. Shem eino mispalim matzibur. If the chosan is not davening there, Eino poter osam ilomar tachanun. It will not pat them from tachanun. Avshe nimtza imam b'beis haknesses, even though he's there. Achein, however, b'chasan b'yom chupaso, achasan the day of the chasana. The Das Torah writes, b'shem Rosh Hashanah Kluger Sefer Achayim, shu poter mitachanun af im eino mespal imohem. The chasan b'yom chupaso will pater even if he's not davening with them. U'b'shivas imi amisha eino poter elim ke mespal imohem. Only the day of the chasana he paters, otherwise he does not, unless he's davening with them. The host of any adds on, the Das Torah adds on, Shadaito, that his opinion is, Sheyesh lehokel b'chasan gam b'shivas mi ha-mishnah, we should be lenient by a chasan, that even if he's not davening there, he will pater the minyan all 7 days of his Sheva Brachos. V'chein das, the Gona Shom Zaman Orbach, Shema chasan nishtahe b'beis ha-knesses, if the chasan is hanging around the shul, ain omrim tachanun b'chol shivas mi ha-mishnah, av she'eno mitzvah imohim. So it seems to be a machlokes, legabe the chasan, if he patters, if he's not davening there, but it seems clear, no one seems to argue, at least on that which the mashmos of the mishavura is, that when it comes to the balei bris, only if they're davening they pater, if there's no mila in that shul, but not if the moel or the sandik or the father is just learning there or hanging out there, that would not pater. One more note on this mishavura, and we said the balei bris are called the avi haben, the sandik, and the moel. Look at note number 33. V'af k'shavi ha-ben nimsa b'makom rachok. Even if the father of the son is finds himself far away from the bris, v'lo yagia l'bris mila, he was away on business, his wife gave birth early, Baruch Hashem, the baby's healthy, they're doing a meal, he couldn't get back in time. So the meal is happening, he's overseas. The Eish Lavrum writes, Shepoter Esrat Tzibur Shebohu Mispal Me'amiras Tachanun. The bris is in America, he's in Eretz Yisrael. He patters his minion in Eretz Yisrael, because he's the Baal Bris, he's the father of a son who's having a meal. That's the opinion of the Eish Lavrum. Me'idach ha'amude ha'shulchan kasa b'shem ha'gon r'shlomo ha'kohen me'vilna Shekeven shebo'ofen zeh ein ha'av mekayim es ha'mitzvah. Since in this case, the father's not being mekayim the mitzvah, which I don't understand, because l'chora, if he appointed the shaliach, it doesn't matter where he is. But I guess he's assuming it's a case where the father, maybe he doesn't, he didn't put anyone in charge, but he obviously knows about it. Otherwise, what's a shaliach? So he knows about it, so it's a little funny. Maybe he found out about it, but he didn't appoint the shaliach, so he's obviously not involved in the mitzvah whatsoever. He's not there. He didn't appoint the moel, so he's not being mekayim mitzvah at all. So then he says, ein zen nikra yom tov shelo. That's not called his yontif. The Yetzei Mebeis HaKnesses, and he should leave the shul, Kedei Sheyomru HaKal Tachanun. To avoid the problem, he should leave the shul, and the Tzibur should say Tachanun. The Ha'av Atzmo Yitochen She'enu Tzarech Lomer Tachanun. But he himself should not say Tachanun. Ulam Im Rotzer La'omro Ein La'hakbar Bazeh. If he wants to, we would have been makbar. That's an interesting shiloh. Not so clear exactly the Metzias, but that's an interesting shiloh. Father's not there, if there would be a tour of the Tzibur for Tachanun or not. Let's go weiter in the Mishavura. We are going to Ksefkoton Chof Gimel. We said also in the Mechaber, we do not say Tachanun, Kishiyei Shom Chosim. When there is a shul, the Chosim there, there's no Tachanun. Umishum de mitzvah l'smoach imo, because there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha with the Chosim. Ha-simcha nimshachas l'chol ha-nilvim elav. And the simcha goes upon everyone that's there with the Chosim. If you look at note number 35, it says, Va'af odom sheherich b'tfiloso. Even someone who davened long, v'saima la'achar shegomru ha'tzibur l'espail, he finished after everyone finished. Rav Nissen Karelis Paskin, shelo yomar tachanun, he shouldn't say tachanun, me'achar v'espail b'minyan shespail bo ha'chosan. If you're in the minyan with the chosan, it doesn't matter when you finish one esrei, even if you finished it 5 minutes later, you still have a p'tur, that's rather obvious. But here's an interesting shiloh. No one ever discusses this. The chasen is not in shul, but the kala is in the ezras nashim. She goes to daven. It's devar chasana or shever brachas, whatever it is. She finds herself in shul in the ezras nashim. The kala hanimseis beis hakneses be ezras nashim. So Rav Ozner writes she'ena poteres atzakol. She will not patter the kol mishum she'ena mitzurefes itam. Since she doesn't combine with them with the minyan, she doesn't patter them. Umachmas ota amim, and also other reasons why she will not patter them. However, if for some reason the tzibur gathered together in the house of the kala to daven there in her honor, so kosav shom she nasis ikur, then she does become the ikur upturim nefilas apayim. I don't know if that ever comes up, that scenario, but you know, a Shabbos kala or a day of the kala that for some reason the men go there to have a minyan, whatever it is, that then possibly it would pater. Zakta Mishnah Revaiter Sikoton Chav Dalad. We said in the Ramah, Dafka that the Mila or the Chosin are in that shul. Says the Mishavura, Chavdalar v'amispalin ba'azara. Those who are davening out in the hallway, Kevan shenigrorim acharei beis hakneses. Since, as we learned last time, since they are drawn after the shul, like we learned last time, you only don't say Tachlon if there's a Sefer Torah. And if you're davening in the adjacent room and the door is open and you see the Sefer Torah, it pathers you from Tachlon. So Zakta Mishavura, those who are davening in the Azara, since they're nigrar after the shul, kishein sham aron v'teva, when they don't have an aron v'teva in the azara, but they see it in the shul, so they're drawn after the shul, the ability to say tachanun when the filas apayim, im kein kishein sham beis hakneses ein omrim, therefore when there's a chasen in shul, the same way in the shul they won't say it because of the chasen, gam heim ein omrim. If you're in the hallway and you can see inside, you also will get the p'tur of the chasen and you would not say tachanun. In note 36 he writes, ukishem mispalim be'ezras noshim. If a man finds himself davening in the Ezras Nashim, there are no women there. Rechai Kriyasi says, Shegam kein negrarim acha beisakneses, you're also pulled out of beisakneses, like we learned yesterday. However, im osim es habris ba'azara, if the bris mila is taking place in the hallway, there's a beautiful room in the hallway where the bris is happening, Rechai Kriyasi says, Shebe beisakneses omrim tachanun. So again, if none of the Bali bris are there, there's a bris in the shul, but there's a hole in the shul, there's a beautiful hole, but it's not the shul. So in the shul, they would say tachanun. The bris in the beautiful ballroom will not patter the minyan davening in the shul, unless, of course, one of the bali bris is there. But you can imagine sometimes none of the bali bris are there, but people looking for a p'tur, they say, oh, there's a bris down the hall. That would not be a p'tur According to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Zok the Mishnah Berurah weiter. Sifkot and Chafei, we said in the Ramah. We said what? Ubioma Mila She'en Omrim Tachanun. Dafka Shachris, when they were giving the Mila. But by Mincha, Afa Pish and Mespalam Eitzalatino, by Mincha, even if you're davening by the baby that had the Mila, you still say Tachanun because it's after the Mila. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Chafei, Vidas Rashal Ubach Vitaz. The opinion of these three achronim is de ein omrim kishem mispalim etzel hatinok, that you will not say tachanun even at mincha if you are davening next to the tinok that had the brismila. And note 37 he writes ubibir das harama, to understand the svara of the rama who said that you will say tachanun next to the baby during mincha after the mila. Rav Ozna writes shebimila hasimcha hirak beetzem asiyas hamitzvah. By the Mila, the Simcha is the Asiyas HaMitzvah. U'l'achar gumar Asiyasa kvar ovra shas HaSimcha. The Simcha is over after the Mila is over, and therefore the Ramah paskins that if you're davening by the baby after the Mila, Mincha, it will not pat you from Tachanun. These Achronim argue, and they say, no, you will not say Tachanun if you are davening Mincha after the baby, near the baby after the Mila. U'be'al-Yerabah, top line of the Mishavura left column. U'be'al-Yerabah Echriya, the Yerabah comes out. The im mispal his machriya that if they're davening mincha bebeis hatinok kodem hasuuda o peetzem hasu beemtza hasuuda, if they're davening mincha in the house where the baby is there before the suuda or in the middle of the suuda, then taka ein omer tachanun, you won't say tachanun. Aval la'acha birchas hamazon omer tachanun. But if you're davening mincha by the tinok after you're already benched, then you would in fact say tachanun. If you look at note 38, he writes. Uvetam divrei ha'el yirabba, the reason for this achrod el yirabba, the Sheder Levi explains, Shasu'udah hi ikir habitui shel simcha ha'achnasa lebris. The showing of simcha of the mila is the suda. V'imken kishem ischavnim laso su'uda u'machinim atzmon u'mispalim lifnekin. If they're preparing for a suda and they're getting ready and they're davening before the suda, in the place of the suda, bevadai p'turim mitachlon, that's the ikir simcha. So it's pasha, you would be pater from tachlon in that case. V'habris miskayemes kodem tefila shachris. If the bris is taking place before shachris, Rav Ozna writes, she'im lochu es atinok la'achar habris. If they took away the baby after the bris, so here they are davening shachris after the bris, and no more baby there. V'gam asandik u'bal bris hochu lahem, and the father, the sandik, and the mole are gone. Ein atzibur beturim miras tachanun. They're not pater and tachanun, just like the case where we had one minion and the minion afterwards. The second minion was a pater from the bris and the first minion. So too, if the only minion had a bris beforehand and no one's around, including the baby and the bali bris, you would say tachanun, and so too paskins or shlomo zalman orbach. Continues the mishavura on the hachra of el yirabba that you will not say tachanun if it's before the suda with the baby there or beemtza suda. Then you won't say tachanun, but after brachas hamazon you would say tachanun. V'chein kosta b'derech hachayim, so too writes b'derech hachayim. V'kosta v'chayodim dekozek eshem mispalim etzel atinok. This is all true if it's before the suda or during the suda, dafka if it's by the baby. Aval keshem mispalim b'bayis acher, but if they're davening in a different house, afal pi shabal bris shom. Even if the moel or the sandik or the avi haben are there, omrim tachanun afilu kodem asuda. Then you would say tachanun, even though it is before the suda sabris. The Kosavodi writes further, the Baal Bris v'sandok u'moel ein omrim la'olam b'mincha afilu la'acha b'rachas amazon di yomto shalahem hu. That's only in terms of patering other people, but in terms of the Baal Bris themselves, the father of the baby, the sandok, the moel, they are pater for sure by mincha as well. For them it's a yontif, and therefore they are totally pater from tachanun at mincha. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Chavav, on that which the Ramah says, the Ramah passing that you only call the chosin biyom shenichnas lachupa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, bizmaneinu nohagin she'ein noflim kol shivas yimei mishta. Our minog is not like the Ramah. Our minog is that we don't say tachlan all 7 days that the chosin is there. Vafilu im yom shvi'i hu yom shmini shalachupa. This gets a little complicated, the math, but it's basically saying that it's me'es li'es. So even though it comes out to be the 8th day from when the chuppah happened, but it's still within the 7 days, me'es le'es from the chasana, you'll still be pater. In mispalim kodem shahaya chuppah, if the time of day is still before the zman of when the chuppah was, 7 days before, kigonim haya chuppah ma'at kodem le'erev yom rishon. If the chuppah was a little bit before nightfall on Sunday, ein omrim tachlun ad yom rishon haba ma'at kodem le'erev. You would not say tachlun until the following week, a little bit before nightfall on Sunday. V'dafka im hoya achasan bachar or akala besula, this that we say 7 days is no tachanun is dafka if the chasan is a bachar or the kala is a besula. Aval alman shenosa almana, but they have both been previously married, ein zed noeg rak shloshi yamim, then the simcha is only 3 days and the p'tur from tachanun would only be 3 days. V'chein hadin b'vuhurachum, and so too the p'tura b'vuhurachum. V'lochein tov li zor shelo yikoneis hachosin lebeis haknesses kol shivas mi ha-mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah ends off with a slightly controversial line, which we'll see next time those who argue. But the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, it is good that a chosin should not go into shul all 7 days of his sheva brachos, shem nimnoim lomar tachlun b'avuro, because he's causing the tzibur not to say tachlun. We'll see others who argue on that, the Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow.